Here's the latest news in media and marketing from Digiday. Somewhere between Facebook and Netflix exists an invisible pink unicorn, a streaming video platform that offers the best high-quality short-form web video content. And in the last 5 years, everyone from AOL to Yahoo to Time Inc. have launched platforms to provide top-shelf online content. The problem is, for all the stats that indicate people want to watch this content, there's no proof that people want one platform that curates it all for them. They already have social media to do just that. Everyone from brands to publishers love chatbots. And a little more than 6 months ago, Microsoft CEO Satya Nadella breathlessly proclaimed, "Bots are the new apps." Unfortunately, they sort of suck. Experts say they're janky, full of errors, and problematic. Jeff Veen, design partner at True Ventures, a Silicon Valley venture firm, says, "One of the hardest parts of user experience design is distinguishing between what people want and what they need." From our sister site, Glossy, spring 2017 fashion season is over. Here are four major takeaways from New York, London, Milan, and Paris. Consumerism is front and center, with See Now, Buy Now proving its mettle. Plenty of brands had something to say beyond showing off clothes, with feminist messages from Dior and a politically charged look from Opening Ceremony. There are also more wearables, and tensions between legacy media and fashion bloggers hit new heights. That's all for Digiday TLDR. Visit digiday.com for more.